guess we can all look back at times in our lives when we've strayed off in the wrong direction. I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but now, well, things ain't looking so flash. Sometimes we just need to decide that it's time to head back to where we're meant to be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about the promises of God from a different perspective. And look, do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional called Fresh to help you actually live in the blessings that God has for you. Sometimes we find ourselves in places of loss and despair, in places, well, places we'd rather not be. And we can get to wondering, has God even noticed? Can God actually do something to help me? Would he if I asked him? Naomi, Ruth and Orpah were three women who, at the beginning of the Old Testament book of Ruth, found themselves in such a place. Years earlier, Naomi's husband Elimelech had taken her and her two sons out of the promised land of Israel into enemy territory amongst the Moabites because there was a famine back home in Israel. Yeah, okay, things were tough at home, but Elimelech had taken his family out of the promised land. He turned his back on God, and now Elimelech was dead. The two sons were dead as well. And Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, well, they were widows. They were alone in a foreign land. Women, remember, couldn't own land. They had little or no legal standing. Without their husbands, they were completely destitute. They found themselves in a pickle because Elimelech had taken his family and walked away from God's blessings in the promised land. Now, that scenario may sound vaguely familiar to some of us today. It does to me. I remember decades ago walking away from God and his promises and his blessings, only to find myself in this dangerous mess, not unlike the mess that Naomi now found herself in. So, where to from here? Of course, Naomi found herself in a foreign land, but Orpah and Ruth, they were Moabite women. They had the opportunity simply to return to their families in Moab. It was a difficult situation. The Moabites and the Israelites, they were sworn enemies. Here we had a cross-cultural marriage situation with more than its usual tensions, and now the husbands were dead. What should Naomi do? Should she stay here in Moab, or go back to her hometown of Bethlehem in Judah, from which she'd fled with her husband all those years before? What should Orpah and Ruth do? They were Moabites. Should their allegiance rest with the family of their late husbands, or should they again become Moabites? Should they go to Bethlehem in a foreign land with their mother-in-law Naomi, or remain here? Should they continue to worship the God of Israel, or go back to the gods of the Moabites? See, these are all the questions that confronted them, and it was pretty much a life and death situation. As I said, women without men to provide for them were likely to starve to death. It was as simple as that. And the decisions, they weren't clear-cut. There were pros and cons on each side for all of them. Well, let's pick up the story and see how it began to unfold after Elimelech, Naomi's husband, and his two sons, the husbands of Ruth and Orpah, had died. I'm reading here from the Old Testament book of Ruth, chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. Then Naomi started to return with her daughters-in-law from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab the Lord had considered his people and given them food. So she set out from that place where she'd been living, she and her two daughters-in-law, and they went on their way to go back to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you, in the house of your husband." And they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we'll return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why would you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old even to have a husband. Even if I thought there was some hope for me, even if I should have a husband tonight and would bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it has been far more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has turned against me." Do you see the tension, the drama in this story? Things were by no means clear-cut, or at least not for the daughters-in-law, the Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. But Naomi had made a decision, a pretty pragmatic one, I suspect, to go back to Bethlehem. God had blessed his people Israel, there was again enough food in her homeland, in her hometown, and of course her wider family was there. That was her support network. People looked after each other in families, in extended families. See, this offered some protection and provision for her. Families looked after each other in a wonderful way in the nation of Israel. In fact, they still do. They were responsible to provide for the widows amongst them. Naomi made the right choice to return to her homeland, her family, and whether she realized it or not, back to the promises of her God. See, this land of Israel was, after all, the promised land. It was the land that God had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob centuries before. And as we'll see over coming days and weeks, that was absolutely the best decision that Naomi could ever have made for herself. Can I tell you something? When my life was in a mess, almost 2 decades ago now, it was in a mess because I turned away from the promises and the blessings of God. And when you're kind of sitting there in your dung heap, in this disaster, which is by and large of your own making, you kind of look around and wonder to yourself, well, what should I do? Should I pick up the pieces here? I mean, should I just try and rebuild my life, rebuild my Tower of Babel? Or should I turn back and go to where I think I belong, in the promised land of God? See, for me, that turning back to God was pretty scary at first. What will God say? What will God do? Will there be blessing or punishment at the other end of this if I turn back to him? I'd never back then heard of Naomi or Ruth or Orpah, but I did a Naomi. I went back to the promised land, back under the covering and the protection of God. And as I think of it, maybe I was more of a Ruth than a Naomi. At least Naomi was a native Israelite. She was by birth one of God's chosen people. But me, I think I was more a Moabite. I was more an enemy of God and an enemy of God's people. Can I tell you something? I hated those Christians. I absolutely hated them. So to that extent, I was very much a Moabite. It didn't feel natural to me to turn to God. And isn't that what Naomi says to the girls? Look, girls, go back to your own families. Go back and worship your own gods. Go back to where you belong. And that's good worldly advice. And as we'll see tomorrow on the program, one of the daughters-in-law decided to stay with Naomi, and the other decided to return back to Moab. But for now, let's just immerse ourselves in this reality. The last thing any of them were expecting was God's blessing, because they were in a mess. They were making decisions in difficult circumstances and with difficult emotions, just as you and I have to make such decisions when we're under duress, when we're hard-pressed on each side by difficult circumstances. Should I stay here and worship my own gods, or should I turn back to the one true God? Should I throw my lot in with those who are against God, albeit that I know them better, or with those who are for God, headed off to some promised land? Eventually, my friend, these are things that each one of us have to struggle with. Eventually, this is a dilemma that confronts you, it confronts me, and it confronts every other person on this planet. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement, delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely free. God's Word, fresh for you today. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a copy of the free ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bertie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.